What brings you to Mass today? Like the crowd in the Gospel reading, each of you has traveled to this place, not by boat like them, but mostly by car, perhaps a few on foot. And why have you come? Are you looking for Jesus as they were? If you are, where do you expect to find him? And what do you hope to receive from him? Last week, we heard about Jesus miraculously feeding this same crowd of 5,000 men plus women and children, multiplying just 5 loaves and 2 fish so that they could all have as much as they wanted. And we heard that after they experienced this amazing demonstration of his divine power, they wanted to carry him off to make him king. They hoped he would be the revolutionary leader who would help them throw off their Roman oppressors. So it is very understandable that the next day, finding that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there where they were, the crowd went looking for Jesus. And when they find him, the first thing that our Lord Jesus addresses is their reason, their motivation. Why are they looking for him? Why have they come? He says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled." The day before, they had eaten food, lots of it. Now they're hoping for more. That's why they're looking for him. Now, that's not a bad reason. As we know, eating food is necessary to sustain our lives as bodily creatures. And Christ quite intentionally worked that miracle of the multiplication of the loaves in order to enter into this area of eating that they were focused upon, and there to touch them and demonstrate his power, and in this way to then draw their attention to himself. And now that he's got their attention, he can then begin to redirect it to what they need even more, to the greatest gift that he has to give. What are the reasons that prompt you to come to Mass, or otherwise to go looking for Jesus? Is it to fulfill a command of your parents if you're a young person to come to Mass? A command of our Lord through his church to all of us? Do you look for Jesus in order to learn something, to gain insight and wisdom, to answer a question? Do you want comfort or consolation, encouragement or motivation? Are you looking for peace or a moment to reflect? Are you seeking love, acceptance, and forgiveness? Are you asking our Lord for help to achieve some goal or to get out of some problem? Whatever your reason, whether it be any of these or others, for looking for Jesus, he cares about your reason. He loves you in that reason, and it matters to him. But he may be seeking to redirect your attention to something that matters even more to you, though you might not be focusing upon it right now. He may wish to give you an even greater gift that you need even more than that thing that you are now seeking. And so that day he said to the crowd, "Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life." And then after he and they have some discussion about the manna, which was that bread-like substance that the Lord had given to the people of Israel, like dew from heaven, some 1,400 years earlier. After this, he then says, "The bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Naturally, this hungry crowd responds, "Sir, give us this bread always." And then our Lord Jesus can hit them with the answer. "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." let me tell you a story. 7 years ago, during my time in seminary, the diocese sent me out to a summer spirituality program for seminarians in Omaha, which began with an 8-day silent retreat as we worked through some of the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola. During those 8 days, each day we attended Mass, we listened to some talks in the evenings, we met for an hour with our personal spiritual director. But in addition to this, we were to spend 4 1-hour periods in prayer. 4 hours every day. How does that strike you? Does it seem like it would be empty or boring? Well, it wasn't. It was easily one of the very best weeks of my life. Because it is true that our Lord Jesus himself is the bread of life, and that anyone who comes to him will never hunger. What I heard from him during those 8 days, what I received from him, what he healed in me, what he strengthened in me, was incredible and precious. And I emerged from those 8 days truly in love with him. Several weeks later, when I was visiting my dad, I told him about all this, and I said, you know, isn't this the answer? Don't we know that if we will simply bring people into this kind of extended personal contact with our Lord, that he will do for them everything that is needed? And brothers and sisters, this is what I desire for you. I want you to know the Lord just as deeply as he desires to know you. And I am certain that if you open yourself, open your heart to him, he will give you exactly what you need. Not necessarily what you think you want, not what you expect, but he will give you everything that you deeply and truly need, far beyond what you may realize. There are many ways to seek our Lord, but if I would choose just 2 ways of doing this, I would choose these. First, in the coming weeks, as we continue further into this 6th chapter of John, we will hear our Lord Jesus speaking of how he gives us his own flesh and blood in the Eucharist. And this is a most special way of encountering him. In Mass, but also outside of Mass, coming to be with him, truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. So I urge you to come here or to another Catholic church, to pray quietly in front of the tabernacle, where the Blessed Sacrament is reserved, where our Lord is truly present. St. Bart's is open during every day, so that you can come and make a visit to him here any day of the week. And every weekday morning between the 2 morning masses, from 7:30 to 8:30, we have a holy hour with Eucharistic exposition, where you can gaze upon him and he can gaze upon you. Secondly, one of the sacraments is an especially personal and intimate encounter with him, and that is confession, the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. For there, personally, each one of us, when we come to him, has the chance to let down our mask and to pour out whatever has been eating at our heart, and then to receive his personal love for each of us, for you, his mercy and his forgiveness. Please, at least once a month, come to him in confession. In prayer and adoration, in confession and forgiveness, come to the bread of life. Whoever comes to him will never hunger, and whoever believes in him will never thirst.